for decades, those with eyes to see have been aware of chemtrails in our skies. And for decades, we were called conspiracy theorists. But in 2016, while serving as director of the CIA, John Brennan admitted that chemtrails are real at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly.
In 2007, it was announced that nano-sized particles, known as smart dust, can be dispersed over the battlefield via aerial spraying. The military has contracted several multinational corporations to develop wearable biosensors. Biosensors and smart dust can become something known as body dust that can spread inside the human body as an active network, capable to provide telemetry from inside the body for the use of monitoring humans. There is a patent for using polyethylene glycol derivatives as a way to modify the weather, the same substances used in the COVID-19 lipid nanoparticles. These polymers can be integrated with biosensors and soft robotics for smart materials, materials that can be modified by external stimuli. Soft robotics is a subfield of robotics that utilizes compliant materials rather than rigid ones, such as the hydrogels found in the experimental COVID shots. DuPont is manufacturing elastomers for fast-moving soft robots and have developed the fastest DEA-driven soft robots ever reported. Designed for biosensing, interacting with biological entities, and actuating on a cellular level. In her recent article, Smart Dust, Biosensors, Polymers for Geoengineering, and the Multinational Corporations that Manufacture Them, Dr. Anna Maria Mielchia points out that these are the transhumanist technologies that will be giving AI enormous amounts of data, as Bill Gates said, to understand 100 trillion organisms. She also points out the important fact that the elastomers being fabricated by DuPont for this soft robot technology are made of the exact same chemicals found when analyzing the mesogens, a compound that displays liquid crystal properties, found in targeted individuals. And they appear to be the same compounds she found in the blood of the vaxxed as well as the blood of the unvaxxed, which appear to be the same structures used as part of electronic circuitry in self-assembly nanotechnology. Smart dust is a system of tiny microelectromechanical systems that can detect light, temperature, vibration, magnetism, or chemicals. They are operated wirelessly on a computer network, can be used for medical or military surveillance purposes, and can be dispersed through the air via chemtrails, which would greatly go unnoticed by the sleeping masses who have come to accept them. When combined with the mesogen soft robot technology, which has already been found in several blood samples of unwitting victims, they could create a means of monitoring and controlling the entire human population. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Memorial Day. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
It's more important than ever to keep independent True Media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's Monday, May 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Happy Memorial Day. Today, I am thinking of my grandfathers. I did a brief post on X. Walter Dutch Geyser, World War I medic in France, and Donald Geyser, tugboat captain, World War II. So, special thanks to all of those who have served. I am sorry that you served likely in wars that were for the benefit of the political class and the globalists, and I understand that 99% of you signed up thinking that you were fighting for freedom and for our country, so I greatly appreciate your sentiment and your sacrifice. Speaking of world wars, there's something very interesting happening in the world right now, and that is the onset of World War III. And I did the Sunday Night Live show last night and covered how there are leaders in the United Kingdom and elsewhere throughout the world who are basically now admitting at the highest level that World War III has already started. It has already begun, and they're just not admitting it to the American people yet or various constituents throughout the world. And there's probably some truth to that. Frankly, the whole world has been in one giant world war ever since the establishment of the Federal Reserve, and especially since the dollar became the global reserve currency immediately after World War II, because all of these conflicts have been about our national security apparatus, our military industrial complex, protecting the dollar's status as the global reserve currency, which is an exceedingly difficult thing to do, given that our currency isn't backed by anything actually meaningful. It's no longer backed by gold, it's not backed by Bitcoin, it's not backed by silver. And this is reflected in the numbers of how these precious metals go up and up and up and up and up and up in value while our currency gets cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. It's reflected everywhere in our economy in the way that housing prices explode and buying power diminishes in this unlimited, indefinite entropy. And all we can do is pray that there's some sort of a solution. But one thing that I found incredibly encouraging, just when I began to doubt Donald Trump because of his position on the vaccines, he came out and said, quote, "I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency," Trump tells the Libertarian Convention. So this weekend, Donald Trump spoke to the Libertarian Convention, which I thought was an incredibly bold move because the libertarian crowd is a tough crowd. It's like George Carlin telling a joke to your grandmother. They're very principled. They will boo incessantly. They will cheer incessantly. And they'll go back and forth. They're open-minded. I mean, they will cheer what they agree with. They will boo what they disagree with, regardless of who says whatever is being said. But Donald Trump has vowed to protect cryptocurrency users and said he would never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. He was speaking at the Libertarian National Convention in Washington, D.C. on Saturday night when he made the promises to safeguard America's burgeoning cryptocurrency scene from regulation. Quote, "I will ensure the future of crypto and the future of Bitcoin will be made in the U.S. and not driven overseas. I will support the right to self-custody, he said. He is really sounding like a libertarian. Don't get me wrong. I've got problems with the Libertarian Party. There's a lot of infighting. It's like a family going through a divorce. always over there. But I have mad respect for libertarian voters and those who are principled, who've actually studied history, who've actually looked into the difference between Keynesian economics and Austrian economics. I mean, these people are trying to get to the bottom of what's really going on. And I would say the vast majority of the time, they're absolutely right, especially when it comes to the corruption in our economic system, our very monetary system itself. And I know that it's boring to talk about economics, and it's so easy to get academic and discuss fractional reserve banking and central banks and why the system is one giant Ponzi scheme and it's inevitable that it's going to collapse, and to talk about the difference between Keynesian economics and Austrian economics and fiat currencies versus gold-backed currencies. I understand that it can be very tiresome, and you probably already get it. And all you really have to do is go and read Ed and the Fed by Ron Paul. It's a timeless political book that he wrote years and years ago to understand it, or The Creature from Jekyll Island. Frankly, if you really want to get into it, just read Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. If you feel like reading an economic manifesto that is about as riveting as the Book of Leviticus. But it's so important, because when push comes to shove, all of our conflicts have been about money. All of the actions of the political class are about money. And frankly, the rise and fall of every civilization for the last 2,000 years, at least, if not every single civilization in written history, has been about money. And the thing that's particularly insane about money itself is that if you really think about it, I believe that most of the experts have gotten it completely wrong as to why money was invented to begin with. The traditional mainstream explanation for money is that it was cumbersome at a certain point for civilization to operate on a barter system. How many chickens is a goat worth? How many articles of clothing are eggs worth? The trading system didn't work out. So the explanation is, okay, we're going to use these shells or these stones or these minerals as a unit of value so we can exchange goods and services in a more sophisticated and efficient and accurate way than the barter system, the trade and barter system. But if you really think about it, that's not a very satisfying explanation. And I'll put to you another hypothesis. I believe that the reason money itself was created by human beings was to keep track of debt. Oh, so you owe me 12 chickens, 3 goats, X number of eggs, X number of articles of clothing. I mean, it gets really cumbersome. And then as values change, as demands change, maybe it becomes winter. So suddenly clothing is worth much more than it was during the summer when you originally owed it. Seems to me that the reason money was invented was to keep track of debt. And that is manifest in every civilization since the establishment and the creation of money, especially today, when our whole monetary system itself is not only wrought with debt, but it's actually dependent on debt. There is more debt than there is money in the system. If you look at it, I mean, if we liquidated every asset, every dollar in the world, I don't think there would be enough dollars or assets in the world to pay off all of the debt, because the money is created and loaned on interest. And how can you pay back the interest on top of the money that is created if the interest money hasn't been created yet? That's the problem with fractional reserve banking and central banking, the way that we have it set up. Boring, I know, but it's all based off of debt. And what is debt if not a form of slavery? And not to be hyperbolic here, but those who are in debt are the subjects of their debtors. And so we have Republicans and Democrats constantly talking about how we need to balance the budget, constantly talking about how we need to pay off our national debt, and our national debt's a problem. But no matter who's in office, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, whether the Republicans or the Democrats hold the House or the Senate or the White House or all three at the same time, they always seem to pass a budget that increases the deficit. And then they mess with the words that they use to describe the situation. You'll hear from the Biden administration that they have decreased the deficit, which is technically true, but utterly misleading, because when an average person hears that the deficit has been decreased or reduced, that means that we're in less debt now than we were before, right? No. It means that we're going into debt at a slower rate than we were, but we're still going into debt. Like if I go home and tell my wife, baby, I decreased the deficit. Instead of going $8,000 a month in debt, we're now only going $6,000 a month in debt. You're still in the hole in a really bad way. Not a very satisfying argument. But they'll throw out these statistics. There's a famous book called, I think it's called Lying with Statistics or Lying with Stats. And it goes into the ways that statistics can be used to lie to and deceive the people on a massive scale. And we see this on an exceedingly rampant level from the left. The Republicans do it too, but it is particularly atrocious when we see it from the Democratic Party, when we see it from the left. I mean, they'll lie about everything with statistics, whether it's crime, whether it's poverty, whether it's unemployment. Perfect example. Unemployment is at a record low, right? But they don't tell you that under the Obama administration, they changed the way that unemployment is defined. So if you're not actively looking for a job, you no longer count as unemployed. Simultaneously, unemployment is at a record low, but they don't tell you that it's at a record low because everybody's working three part-time jobs to try to make ends meet instead of one job. So if you have a master's degree in engineering, maybe you're working at a restaurant for 4 hours a day, and then you're doing a sound gig at a club at night for 4 hours, and in between you're doing DoorDash for 4 hours. That's a 12-hour workday. Technically, you're employed, but you're not doing what you studied to do or what you're best at. You're working beneath your technical prowess. You're working beneath your skill set, your value, what you're capable of. And frankly, there's no engineering jobs here because we've outsourced all of our manufacturing and engineering to other countries like China. And then we become so dependent on these nations like China that all of our products, all of our prescription drugs are made there. And when they threaten Taiwan, our leaders say, hey, we have to defend those trade routes. So this globalist economy that was supposed to bring the entire world together is actually a great threat to national security because it justifies and catalyzes and is used as an excuse for escalations in various regions throughout the world. I mean, if China annexes the Taiwanese people, Taiwan, if they annex Taiwan and they take over the trade routes, you know the first thing you're going to hear from our military-industrial complex, from our political leaders on both the right and the left, is how important it is to protect the democracy in Taiwan against the ravages of the CCP. And most people are going to fall for it. But it's going to have nothing to do with protecting democracy and everything to do with protecting our trade interests and ensuring that the dollar can remain the global reserve currency. And they just use democracy as the excuse to slaughter hundreds of thousands of people and get us into war after war, because it protects the interests of the political class. And so this globalism that was supposed to solve all of the world's problems, that was supposed to save humanity from itself and end conflicts, the war to end all wars, as every world war is declared, this globalism is actually the catalyst, the cause itself of these conflicts. I mean, on the surface, it makes no sense that the United States of America, which is basically its own continent surrounded by oceans with unlimited natural resources from oil to minerals, everything we would ever need to create anything, all the food we would ever need, all of the minerals we would ever need for any piece of technology, it's all here on our land, surrounded by oceans, protected from the rest of the world. But for some reason, we're interested in conflicts in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine, or some reason we're interested in conflicts between Israel and Hamas, or for some reason we're interested in conflicts between China and Taiwan, or for some reason we're interested in conflicts throughout Africa, where President Biden is excitedly speaking with the leader of Kenya. Why? Why do we need to increase our partnerships With Kenya. Oh, that's because Kenya is involved in smuggling uranium to Iran. They're not going to tell you that's the reason that our president and our leaders all of a sudden have an interest in several major African countries out of nowhere for no reason. We have Blinken criticizing the humanitarian rights in Uganda. Why does Secretary Blinken care about humanitarian rights in Uganda when he's playing Neil Young covers for Nazis in Ukraine? Literally just performing for Nazis in Ukraine. Oh, it's because there's massive uranium deposits throughout Africa, and Russia and Iran and China have been buying off these African nations to smuggle uranium into Iran so Iran can further develop its nuclear weapons capabilities so that it can threaten Israel and ensure that there's no alternative trade routes to the Belt and Road Initiative established by China in an effort to undermine the dollar as the global reserve currency. It all goes back to money, doesn't it? Hard to explain that to a populace, half of which has an IQ in the double digits. Hard to really make a case that's compelling to people if you start bringing up Keynesian economics versus Austrian economics or laissez-faire capitalism versus a mixed economy. Really hard to cultivate and inspire a population when you get into the weeds of these technically boring things that are the reason for the slaughter of millions of people the world over. But we do have Donald Trump dog whistling to the people, to the Libertarian Party, that he understands what all these conflicts are really about. He understands the danger of a central bank digital currency, because when this system collapses, when this Ponzi scheme collapses, the infrastructure is already in place, created, set up by the globalists for the post-reset monetary system on a global scale. They want to use central bank digital currencies to subjugate the entirety of humanity, monitor and control every single transaction. And part of that strategy is outlawing, banning, and regulating cryptocurrency on a massive scale. So when Donald Trump goes and speaks at a libertarian convention, knowing that he's going to get a response mixed with boos and cheers, jeers and hoorays, he's able to signal to these people who are hyper-focused on this monetary policy that he understands the dangers of central bank digital currency. And by saying that he will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency, he is simultaneously saying America first, because national sovereignty is the antithesis of globalism. They are mutually exclusive, incompatible, and cannot exist together. There is no such thing as individual sovereignty or national sovereignty and globalism simultaneously. The exact opposite, the polar opposite of globalism is individualism. What is more opposite a single individual than the entirety of humanity all as one? And the leftists and the collectivists and the socialists and the democratic socialists and the communists and the Marxists will all say that what's good for the gander is good for the goose. That it's better for us to think of the common good. They always use the expression common good, and it doesn't mean something that's good for everybody. It means something that's taken for everybody. Ayn Rand put it the best, where she said, the difference between a compromise and a deal is that in a compromise, both parties lose something, and in a deal, both parties gain something. That's the difference between collectivism and capitalism, between individualism and globalism. In globalism, every individual loses a piece of themselves for the sake of some common good that's actually for the benefit exclusively of a political class. But in individualism, it's built on incentives and mutual interest and mutual benefit and consent. I mean, that is really the very basis, the very definition of liberty itself. All of our American values, Americanism itself, Western culture, is all about the individual and reaching self-actualization, where you manifest the capacity of your soul to accomplish what it can accomplish, to become who you can become. That's why I love Dune so much. That's why Dune is king and Star Wars is dead. Because Star Wars, after being acquired by Disney, went this woke DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, feminist route of collectivism and the common good and sacrifice. You see sacrifice after sacrifice in these new Disney movies, whether it's some leftist with blue hair going at light speed through a ship. sacrificing the individual for the collective good. Versus Dune, which is about an individual struggling to come to terms with who he really is. A leader of a people, a messiah to these people, frankly. And so what would you choose? Would you choose to sacrifice yourself for a lie or to manifest yourself for the truth? That's the difference between individualism and collectivism. And only those who are faithless in themselves, who have no faith in themselves, who when they look inward, they stare into an abyss. Only those who are totally insecure, lacking entirely in self-esteem, actually advocate for collectivism. Sure, I'll sacrifice myself. I am worthless. So what do I have to lose if I sacrifice myself? It is a disgusting, self-loathing philosophy. But those who would refuse to sacrifice themselves are the ones who actually see the value of humanity, see the beauty and value of life itself. I will not sacrifice myself because I am a human being and human beings should not be sacrificed. I, as an individual, am inherently of value. So I will not buy into any system that advocates that I sacrifice myself. And the leftists and the socialists and the collectivists and the Marxists come out and say, oh, but you call yourself a Christian. Didn't your Messiah sacrifice himself? But he rose again. We can't rise again. We sacrifice ourselves. We're just gone. We're dead. It's murder. It's defeat. You're trying to say that we should advocate for sacrifice because Christ sacrificed himself? He came back 48 hours later, and he's been the king of the universe ever since. Sure, I'd sacrifice myself if I was going to be the king of the universe forever. Sure, fine. It's not even really a sacrifice. It's more a long-term investment. I mean, I've seen people suffer for 4 hours for a bumper sticker that says 26.2. Go on the cross for 3 hours, you get to be king of the universe for all of eternity. Sounds like a pretty good deal. It's not really a story of sacrifice. It's a story of overcoming a sacrifice. It's a story of self-actualization, becoming who you're meant to be. Yes, he wept in the garden the day before. Yes, he wept blood. He sweated blood, which is actually a medical condition under extreme stress. If you look it up, documented that you can actually bleed when you're stressed out through your pores. Bleed tears. But it wasn't a story just of sacrifice. It was a story of actualization where he rose again and was just some other form, his true self. It's actually an individualist story. It's not a Marxist story. It's not a collectivist story. So be wary of those who advocate for self-sacrifice because rather than sacrifice themselves, what they're actually trying to do is sacrifice you to themselves. They see themselves and their class and their ilk as elite, as divine, as gods, and they advocate for the sacrifice of all humanity for their own sake because they're so self-righteous, they believe they can manifest a greater good than any individual can for themselves. Stick with us, folks. More news on the other side. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason we are still on the air. Amazing deals and sales on the site right now. Get Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And stick with us. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
In the pages of the American Journal, Chase Geyser writes the unfolding chapters of our nation.
The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geyser, your host on this Memorial Day when we remember a political elite who sent hundreds of thousands of Americans to the slaughter on behalf of their interests. Thank you so much for your service and welcome to InfoWars.com/show. Share the link everywhere and visit InfoWarsStore.com to be the reason we are still on the air. I love Memorial Day. You know, I read the Bhagavad Gita once. It's the Hindu text. I wonder if Vivek's read it. Mace Hindu. And there's an awesome little passage in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. I'm somebody who's of the philosophy. I'm a Christian. And so I believe it's the superior and correct religion. But I do also harbor the belief that there is a kernel of truth, an element of truth in the vast majority of religions, except Satanism. And in the Bhagavad Gita, there's this amazing passage where it says, learned men do not mourn the living or the dead. I always think of that on Memorial Day. And my wife and others have asked me before when there's been something tragic that's happened or a death or some sort of tragedy. Why is it that you're so callous, Chase? Why is it that you don't seem to care I mean, this person you know just died. First of all, there's nothing I can do about it. So caring about it is a real waste of time. Of course, I care on a level. But learned men do not mourn the living of the dead. Personality of the Godhead said while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. Bhagavad Gita 2:1:1. What a line. And so what is the lesson for that? I know that here on InfoWars, we talk about the globalists and the New World Order, and it's a heavy burden to bear. The closer you get to Mordor, the heavier the ring is. And you guys have been listening to InfoWars, some of you, for 30 years. Alex Jones just celebrated 30 years on air. I think InfoWars opened at the end of the 90s, so 25 years or so for InfoWars specifically. And you guys have seen it. You've seen Alex Jones do an hour and then suddenly disappear. I mean, if you think he's crazy on air, you should hear him during the breaks. Sometimes I wish we were recording the breaks because he means everything that he says on air. And sometimes he turns it up a notch during the commercial break. And it's just the crew, 7 or 8 guys in the control room, listening to Alex Jones literally just say, I can't believe they're going to bring us to World War III. Sometimes he can't take it. He has to take a break. I'm going home. I can't do this today. What they're doing is so evil. I can't do it today. Sometimes that happens. And it's so easy for us to fall in this trap and carry the weight of the world, the weight of this corruption, this evil, this betrayal, this treason. I mean, even Shakespeare himself captured it perfectly in Julius Caesar. When after being stabbed, what was it, 47 times or something like that, that Julius Caesar was stabbed? I can't remember the exact number historically. He's stabbed. He says nothing. Stabbed one time, nothing. Ugh, you know, grunts in pain, stabbed again, nothing. No complaint, no protest, just being stabbed. And then as soon as he sees that his friend, his best friend, Brute, has stabbed him, that's when it hurts for the first time. This is a man who could be stabbed dozens of times, feel no emotional pain or betrayal, but then when he sees his best friend, look him in the eye and stab him, he says, "Et tu, Brute? And you, Brutus?" I mean, that's how I felt when my best friend told me he didn't want to talk to me anymore because I work for Alex Jones. I didn't care about all the haters on Twitter, all the former professors and former so-called acquaintances who reached out and told me to screw off and that I was evil and that I was a white supremacist because I voted for Trump and I worked for Alex Jones. Didn't care. But then when your best friend does it, it's et tu, Brute? Then it really hurts. And that's what's so grievous about what we're facing and experiencing in the United States today as Americans. It's not that the political class of the world is corrupt. It's not that there's constant war and death and massacre and rape and murder and theft. These are all givens. These are all things that as human beings, we are taught and brought up to expect from human beings. We understand that human beings are the greatest predator in the world. We are the most dangerous species on earth. More dangerous than great whites or bears or lions or tigers. Anything you could possibly think of, human beings are so much more dangerous. But when it's your own government, your own politicians, when you vote for a Dan Crenshaw and just see him stab you in the back, it's that et tu, Brute. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, learned men do not mourn the living or the dead. It's true, almost. The fact of the matter is, learned men do not mourn the living or the dead. They do not mourn the evils of mankind, the injustices of the world, because they understand that it's part of the human condition. But they do mourn betrayal, whether personal or political. They do mourn treason. I saw a clip of Vladimir Putin a couple of weeks ago. It was a viral clip on Instagram. And I saved it because regardless of whether you think Vladimir Putin is a hero or a villain, he's probably both. There's something incredibly powerful about that man. And he was asked in this interview whether he was capable of forgiveness. And he immediately goes, yes. The interviewer asked him, is there anything you can't forgive? And he thinks for a moment and he says, betrayal. Even in the Bible, it says the only unforgivable sin is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. And people argue and debate what that means. Oh, is that taking God's name in vain? Or is that not believing in God? Or is it saying that God is incapable of forgiving you? People argue, and theologians have argued for centuries, for millennia now at this point, as to what that means specifically. But if you really think about it, the only unforgivable sin is betraying God. And when we sin, it's like a little betrayal, but not really. It's just a failure. It's not a betrayal, it's a failure. And so we're forgiven for these sins, but to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, to deny that Christ is King, to deny that God is good or God is powerful, to take the name in vain, to wash it away, abandon it, leave it, deny it. That's betrayal. It's the unforgivable sin. So learned men do not mourn the living or the dead, except betrayal. And this is why the Libertarian Party exists. Because there is a whole class of people that is aware of the fact that governments are inherently inclined to betray one another. But if you take this principle to the extreme and you refuse to support anyone who isn't 100% in line with your views and values, then you wind up vetoing the world and accomplishing absolutely nothing. And I'm not advocating for compromise, but I am advocating for deals. And I do believe in voting for the lesser of two evils. And Trump said it perfectly when he faced the libertarian audience who was booing him. And the Democrats think this is some major win, as if the Libertarian Party would cheer for a single word uttered by Joe Biden. He said, fine, if you don't want to make these deals, if you don't want to have a little grace in your perspectives, you can keep winning 3% of the vote every election cycle. Let's run this clip.
That's nice. That's nice. Only if you want to win. Only if you want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Maybe you don't want to win. Thank you, D-Roy. Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years. The reasons for doing so.
Keep getting your 3% every 4 years, you losers. With us, folks. More great news on the other side. Don't forget to share the link, Infowars.com/show. Follow Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones. He'll be there forever. And visit Infowarsstore.com to be the reason we are still on the air.
It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at Infowarsstore.com. Because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Best seller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at Infowarsstore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now, at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning on this Memorial Day. John Fund says debates taking place early so Democrats can see if Biden needs replacing. They already know he needs replacing. They just need to convince the American people that he needs replacing. They want these debates to be a disaster, I believe, on June 27th. And they've set Joe Biden up for disaster. I'm curious, maybe the crew can look this up. I know that it's a tight ship today. What time during the day those debates on the 27th are scheduled to take place? I know it's in one of these articles that I have stacked up on the desk today, but the later the debates take place, the more likely it is that these debates are set up for Joe Biden to fail. Because yeah, 9 p.m. Eastern. When do you think the last time it was that Joe Biden was naturally awake at 9 p.m. Eastern time? I mean, they've been sundowning this guy at sunset for years now. How many clips exist of ice cream cone after ice cream cone after ice cream cone? That's what you do when you sundown somebody with dementia. You give them a little treat, a little dessert. That's part of the process to put somebody who's experiencing dementia to sleep in a calm way. They're going to schedule these for 9 p.m. Eastern time. They're going to act like the reason they're doing that is because it's primetime television. It's going to have the greatest audience possible. That's why we want to do it. But they're setting them up for disaster. And that's why they're having this debate so early. They've pushed the Democratic convention back. I think it's like August 22nd. It's 75 days before the general election. This is the shortest time period, I believe, in the history of the United States between a convention and a general election, where they've given them just a little over 2 months to actually run for office in a general election. Because they do these debates early and they swoop in an alternative candidate 75 days before the election, it's like an ambush. It gives the opposition, the Republican Party, much less time to do research in campaigning against this unknown variable of a candidate that's going to be in place. Famously, every campaign has an October surprise. The election's always in November, and in October, there's always a major surprise. When it was Trump versus Hillary Clinton, the October surprise was the grab him by the pussy remark coming out, the Access Hollywood video. And the counter October surprise, I guess, in that example would have been Comey acknowledging that the emails were unlawful, but saying that they weren't going to prosecute. I mean, Hillary Clinton herself said that his remarks were the reason that she lost the election. She was making up any excuse that she could. But how are you going to come up with an October surprise when you don't know who the candidate is for 6 weeks before October, until 6 weeks before October? And I think John Fund is right about this. Rolling Nationalist has been doing an awesome job writing for InfoWars at InfoWars.com. The Democrats are insisting on holding the debate sooner rather than later, probably because he's slipping as well, both literally and figuratively, so they can evaluate Biden's mental acuity and replace him if needs be, according to journalist John Fund. Fund made the claim in an interview with GB News in which he discussed Biden's mental issues at length. Quote, well, very simply, there has to be an explanation why Joe Biden insisted on a debate in early June, which is the earliest any debate will have been held, he said. It will be held both before the Republican convention and the Democratic convention. I can only draw one conclusion, and that is Joe Biden's, shall we say, mental alertness issues. Fund speculated that if Biden performed poorly, this would give the Democrats time to replace him at the convention, even though the convention has been in lockstep with whoever has won the primaries. And we've been saying this for quite some time. I've been saying this for a while. I'm not sure how the other hosts feel. I don't know Alex's position or Owen's position or Harrison's position on this issue. But I would say I'm about 60% sure that the candidate is not going to be Joe Biden. And there are a lot of resources being spent from the Republican Party, from the Trump campaign, from others attacking Joe Biden time and time again. And all of these resources are going to be neutralized. They're going to be for nothing, basically moot, if Joe Biden doesn't wind up even being the candidate. You can criticize Joe Biden's policies and his presidency all day long, but if he's not the candidate, then it's all just going to be neutralized, neutered. Has nothing to do with Gavin Newsom, who I suspect is the likely candidate. It's going to be between Gavin, Big Mike, and maybe even Hillary again. We've seen Hillary popping up recently in the news, making comments, making appearances. We've seen Gavin making appearances as well, saying that he's been working on an autobiography for 4 years, which is a major indicator that he's going to be running for office. We haven't really seen much from Big Mike. She's come out explicitly and said that she's not going to seek election, which is also bizarre that she had to do that. Her office had to come out and literally say, she's not running, guys. She's not running. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. The biggest piece of evidence that she is running is that that statement happened from her office, but also because she had a bestseller, Becoming, which came out within the last couple of years, which seems to imply teasing the idea, at least, of her running for office. So it's going to be one of those three, in my opinion. I can't think of another Democrat that would fit the bill. It's probably going to be Gavin Newsom. His term's almost up in California. I think it's very likely that he's going to be the surprise candidate in August. So what we should be doing is studying and researching all of Gavin Newsom's atrocious corruption, which is just that, atrocious. I lived in California for 3 years. I wrote checks to the state government for tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. The state income tax rate peaks at 13% in California, folks. Not to mention the astronomical cost of living and the median house cost of, I think, $899,000 in the state of California. Then he comes out and he says, oh, but the cost of living is technically higher in Texas. Yeah, yeah. If you lie using statistics, I mean, this man is evil. He's like Patrick Bateman and Bradley Cooper had a baby. And he's so slick and he's so smooth. And the fact that he can put sentences together coherently is going to make him seem miles and miles ahead of Joe Biden. Frankly, he is, in both corruption and mental acuity. He's like the California version of Justin Trudeau. That's really what he's like. He's one of those phony pretty boys with maybe 10% more testosterone than Justin Trudeau. That's about the extent of it. But the same level of disgust, the same type of disgust every time I see his face. Look at him hanging out with stormtroopers. How fitting. He loves the troopers. Support our troopers. Of course he'd be going to Disneyland and acting like Disney was his idea just because it exists in California. Oh my God. But John Fun's right. They're going to do these debates early. It's very bizarre. It's also very bizarre that they're having this convention 75 days before the general election and they're doing it remotely. Something is up, folks. This isn't right. There's too many unprecedented changes and details about this convention to simply explain it. And we've got so much more news to cover on the other side, folks. This first hour has flown by, but we do have to go to break and I do need to plug so that we can stay on the air. I want to talk to you a little bit about Nitric Boost specifically. So Nitric Boost is on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. This is among my top five favorite products that we sell. I love Brain Force. I love Brain Force Plus and Ultra. I love Turbo Force. I love Bodies. And I love Nitric Boost. There's three main things that Nitric Boost does that are absolutely amazing. The first thing is it helps with enhanced vitality. So if you're trying to go to the next level in the gym, the enhanced vitality component of Nitric Boost will help you accomplish that for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, if you just want more vitality throughout the day, regardless of whether you're going to the gym or not, it's an awesome product to help with that. It also helps with muscle recovery. Now, we know that if you have goals at the gym, muscle recovery is incredibly important in order to meet those bulking goals. Nitric Boost is known to help with that. And finally, we know that heart disease is a leading cause of death in the United States. We hear increased reports of things like myocarditis and other things, blood clots in our veins and bodies that are leading to strokes. I've heard of two people specifically in my life in the last 10 days who are in their 20s who have died of strokes because of blood clots in their necks. Because of these vaccines. And although I can't make specific claims about what Nitric Boost can do, I can tell you that there is evidence that it helps with heart health on a general scale. So get the enhanced vitality, get the muscle recovery, get the improved heart health at InfoWarsStore.com by getting Nitric Boost, which is not only good for you, but keeps InfoWars on the air in this most dangerous time in our nation's history.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The American Journal with Chase Geyser, your compass to the nation's crossroads on InfoWars.
They're super unpopular. Bill Gates is hated.
Yes, I think
you know the data better than I do. But the data showed that everybody with a high dose had a side effect.
Yeah, but some of that is not dramatic where, you know, it's just, you know, super painful. But yes.
Epstein had a way of sexually compromising people. Is that what Melinda was warning you about?
No. I mean, it's... No, I had dinner with him, and that's all.
Biden's hated.
You're a dictator, do genocide, Joe!
Klaus Schwab's hated.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
To Klaus Schwab, I say this. How dare you! How dare you steal my childhood and my future! And the future of all children!
So, what should you do?
As long as Klaus Schwab is free, no one is safe.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world. He said that his organization had penetrated more than half of Canada's cabinet. Could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda?
The member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well.
Which media are yours?
I am an independent journalist from Japan.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All these front people are hated, so they think they can put new front people up and try to get their agenda through.
Are you part of the WEF, Christina? Are you part of the World Economic Forum? Part of the deep state?
Hope you have a nice day.
Well, you won't have a nice day. See you at Gitmo. Bye-bye.
Their world government, UN, pandemic treaty stalling.
We cannot allow this historic agreement, this milestone in global health, to be sabotaged by those who spread lies, either deliberately or unknowingly.
I got headlines. Central bank digital currencies at risk of failure already.
Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution states that only Congress has the authority to coin money and regulate the value of such money. Today, Congress is exercising its Article 1 authority to state clearly that the Federal Reserve does not have the authority to create a central bank digital currency. This shouldn't be controversial.
Everything they're doing is turning to crap. They were supposed to destabilize things and bring their old bubble down and bring in a new bubble. But if the world's aware of them and aware of how they're the evil and how they're the bad guys, well, we have a great reset, but they all go to prison.
And people are dying. People are resigning. May 7th, there was an assassination attempt against Saudi Crown Prince. May 13th, Turkish President Erdogan holds an emergency meeting following a warning of a possible military coup. May 15th, an assassination attempt on the Slovak Prime Minister Robert B.
Robert Fico and his bodyguards walking to greet supporters there when a man reached out firing five times.
The May 16th, citizen arrested for threatening to assassinate Serbian President Vucic. May 19th, Saudi Arabia King Salman hospitalized for the second time in 4 weeks. So then you come to the 19th.
These may be the final images of Raisi flying in the helicopter before it crashed yesterday. Raisi, the foreign minister, and several others killed after the helicopter was forced to make a hard landing in the steep mountains of Iran.
On the 20th, Jamie Dimon announced that he's retiring as the CEO of Chase. May 20th, also speculation that Jerome Powell is resigning as Fed chair. And then May 21st, Klaus Schwab stepping down as the president of the World Economic Forum. HSBC, their CEO, stepping down.
Right before 2008, in that big crisis, there were a bunch of stepping down like this. This is even bigger. And right before COVID, in November and December of 2019, record, in fact, bigger than this so far, I'm sure more is coming, CEO stepping down or resigning.
We are so close to their dream for decades coming to fruition. If you were that close and you put all this stuff together and that was your baby, why wouldn't you stay to see that dream fulfilled?
Ah!
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Scott Bronson is in the house. I see him walking by with his hat and his hoodie, ready to snap checks and cash necks. Snap necks and cashing checks, Scott Bronson. All right, folks. So while our government can't stop talking about Russians invading Ukraine, they seem to be totally ignoring the fact that Chinese people, Chinese nationals, are invading the southern border. And I see this headline on my desk from Raw Egg. 30,000 Chinese illegals crossed border near San Diego since October. 30,000. Now, I knew that there were some Chinese nationals coming into the United States. I've seen the footage just as you've seen the footage of dozens of Chinese nationals standing at parade rest, and we talked about it at length. I had no idea it was 30,000, and there's a couple of reasons that this is so alarming to me. Obviously, the first reason it's alarming to me is because a bunch of Chinamen are crossing the border illegally. But the second reason is, do you know how difficult it is to get out of China? To get out of the CCP? I mean, it's like almost North Korea level difficult. And if you hear stories of people who have escaped North Korea, it reads like the Count of Monte Cristo or some crazy prison escape story like Shawshank Redemption. Oh, we dug a tunnel through the prison and then we bribed the captain of a small vessel going to China that let us go to China. And then as soon as we got there, I had to be a sex worker to make ends meet. I mean, it's insanely difficult to get out of North Korea. It's also difficult to get out of China. You have to have approval from the CCP. I mean, the CCP can shut down domestic and international travel on the drop of a hat. Famously, after COVID-19 was released from the lab, likely at the end of September in 2019, the CCP cut off all domestic flights within China in and out of Wuhan, but they allowed the international flights in and out of Wuhan so they could ensure that their virus would spread to the entire world and not be exclusively a Chinese problem or a Chinese disadvantage. So when you see 30,000 Chinese illegals crossing the border near San Diego coming into the United States, it's not just 30,000 people coming into the United States who have left or abandoned or escaped China. This is 30,000 people sent by the CCP to come into the United States and begin having children and basically colonizing the United States. Last night on Sunday Night Live, I covered at length some of Chuck Schumer's recent remarks. Can you guys pull up the clip from yesterday? I can't remember which clip number it was, but it's Chuck Schumer. I think it's 12. Yeah, clip number 12. We're going to run clip 12 in a second here. Calling for the amnesty of millions of illegal migrants, literally millions of illegal migrants, similar to how Rome did under the empire. Because of our population crisis, he's finally admitting that we have an infertility issue, that we have a population crisis here in the United States. And so his solution is to import the people that we should be breeding natively. And China's taking advantage of this by simply colonizing the United States, just like the settlers did hundreds of years ago on this very continent. Let's run clip 12.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Absolutely insane. More than 30,000 Chinese nationals have crossed the southern border in the San Diego sector since October, according to Fox reporter Bill Malugan. Over 100 crossed on Friday alone, he claimed, and you can see in this overhead cam that this is a different demographic than others we've seen cross the border. So we've seen some pretty ratchet Central and South American people crossing the border, obviously very poor, less composed, bad haircuts, lots of tattoos, criminal looking people. I'm going to stereotype. I'm going to go ahead and stereotype and profile. A lot of the people we've seen crossing the border haven't been looking so hot. But look at these people standing comfortably in clean clothes with their backpacks, all packed as if they're coming here on vacation. They're even wearing a mask. Look at all the masks they're wearing, trying to be courteous. They don't want to get sick or give this. You know, when I was in Eagle Pass, all over the ground around the wall was littered with clothing and trash. But the one other thing that I noticed, it was littered with antibiotics. I'd pick up antibiotics just laying on the ground. Like, these people were getting wet crossing over the Rio Grande. They were popping antibiotics to keep themselves from getting sick afterward and then just throwing the rest of them on the ground and moving on. These people are masked up. They're sent. Look at the demographic there. Military-aged men, families, women. This is an espionage operation happening right before our eyes. 30,000-plus Chinese crossing illegally in San Diego sector since 10-1. It's unprecedented. It's an 8,600% increase overall of fiscal year 2021 when just 342 Chinese nationals crossed illegally across the entire southern border. So the 342 number from 2021 seems like a reasonable amount of people who might have successfully, in the entire year of 2021, they may have successfully escaped the CCP, found a way to get passage to the southern regions of the continent, to Central America or South America, and then eke their way up into the United States to save their families. That 342 number seems like maybe a few hundred people could possibly have come into the United States from the CCP by escaping. Now, 30,000 plus is not a reasonable number or assumption for escape. This is a sponsored invasion, sponsored by the CCP and the United States government, to send CCP nationals, operatives, spies into the United States on a massive scale to the tune of tens of thousands. But we're concerned about the border between Ukraine and Russia. We're concerned about Taiwanese sovereignty when our own country is being invaded. And if you count all of the other people who have come into the United States illegally, not just the Chinese nationals, if you count the over 10 million, some people say tens of millions, the official number is over 10 million people who have come into the country, it is well established that more people have crossed illegally into the United States under the Biden administration, under the Biden regime, than have crossed illegally into Ukraine from Russia during the war. We are the ones being invaded, and instead of fighting back or doing something about this, our government is sponsoring it and now advocating Chuck Schumer, who loves to stand by and watch as his country gets screwed by another country. It's like a fetish for him, advocates for the amnesty of these people. Let's give them all rights. If you're really worried about depopulation, why are you pushing so hard for abortion, bro? It makes me absolutely sick to see this. And what's even more terrifying about it is that we're on the cusp of World War III, and the nations that we are likely to go to war against in World War III are invading the United States now proactively with these sleeper cells. Trump vows to stop Biden's march to World War III. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated his promise to swiftly end the Russia-Ukraine conflict if reelected in November. Republican frontrunner, argued that by financing other people's wars, the U.S. is increasing the likelihood of a global war and promised to end such funding. And I love to hear Trump say stuff like this. Very disappointed to hear him do things like praise Speaker Johnson after giving $60 billion to Nazis on Hitler's birthday, April 20th, 2024, this year, on Saturday. Very same day, I believe, Speaker Johnson with Trump, and Trump said he had a very difficult decision. He supported him. But I'm pleased to hear him say this, saying this in the context of saying that he won't allow central bank digital currencies, saying that he's going to end the funding for all these conflicts that get us into war after war. This is why the Democrats and the Republicans hate him so much. This is why the intelligence community hates him so much, because they all believe not only that these wars are necessary to protect the national security interests of the United States of America, but they're necessary to protect their grift, which is to print money, spend it on companies and contractors that they're personally invested in so they can get kickback. This is why the establishment hates Donald Trump so much. This is why they are doing everything that they possibly can to stop him, and he seems unstoppable, which is why I fear they're going to escalate to the final solution, which, of course, will be his assassination. And there's so many ways that they could do it with plausible deniability. They don't have to shoot him in the head like they did JFK. They don't have to use some MK Ultra lunatic to pop up out of nowhere and just shoot him to impress Jodie Foster or whatever. They could simply have a bad plane crash. I mean, terrible things have been happening to Boeing planes for months and months. We hear stories almost every week about doors flying off, windows flying off, landing gear not coming down properly, so these planes are skidding to a halt on the runway. We hear time and time again of helicopter crashes in Iran, plane crashes in Russia. It happens, folks. Flying's dangerous. There's a risk we all assume when we get in an aircraft. And isn't Donald Trump's plane a Boeing plane? And didn't it recently just have a boot on it? Because of some of these hearings about Trump's business misconduct and his potential financial liabilities now, that these judgments have been made against him in the court of law. If something were to happen to his Boeing plane, you know, it would make sense. It's possible. It could just happen. It's not an assassination. The plane crashed. It's tragic what happened. So many people died. Maybe even Don Jr. and Melania and Barron, everybody will be on the plane with him. They can just wipe them all out at once and say it was because of some faulty mechanics, bad maintenance, understaffed airports, a shortage of mechanics due to the mass layoffs during the pandemic that they simply haven't been able to compensate for since the demand for air travel has drastically increased in the context of the end of this pandemic. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the assassination of Donald Trump this year. But they would be making a tremendous mistake because everybody would see right through it because we called it. They'll make a martyr out of him. That's why they've resisted it so much up until this point. They made a martyr out of JFK after they assassinated him. Everybody thinks that he's this pristine president because he got his head blown off. Everybody disregards the fact that he was banging Marilyn Monroe. You know, he's married to Jackie. Nobody seems to care. They're all upset about Stormy Daniels' hush money. Marilyn Monroe literally got whacked, likely because of the affair she was having. Maybe she knew too much. I mean, he's such an American icon. I named my daughter after him, Kennedy. Not necessarily even because of who he was, but because of what he stands for. Anybody who gets whacked by the CIA is a friend of mine at this point. Such an evil organization. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And they're going to do the same thing to Donald Trump if we're not careful. We have to call him on it. We have to make people as aware as possible of this risk so that when or if it happens, God forbid, they don't get away with it. And even though we failed as a people to hold the intelligence community accountable, the CIA, the FBI, whatever you want to call it, for the assassination of JFK, or getting us involved in World War II, or getting us involved in Vietnam, or for manifesting MK Ultra, nobody held accountable. Every other conflict, every other war failing us on 9-11, whether they caused it or just totally disregarded it and allowed it to happen, it was a massive failure. Failing us between 2006 and 2008. Failing us when they spied on the American people, got caught and prosecuted no one except for Edward Snowden for telling us about it. Maybe this time we won't let them get away with it. I mean, what are you going to do? People talk all the time about how important the Second Amendment is to protect the United States of America against tyranny. The reason our forefathers made sure to put the Second Amendment in place was so that our people could rise up and stand up against a tyrannical government that not only failed to protect our rights, but also perpetuated the violation of our rights. But what good is the Second Amendment if you don't use it? I'm not advocating for violence. I don't think we've reached that point yet. But every man in this country should know the line. You should know now under what circumstances you would exercise your Second Amendment right. Because if you don't make the decision now, when the time comes that you should exercise your Second Amendment right, there's going to be that little voice in your head that says, oh no, it's too bad that this happened. I guess we'll just have to do our best and move on. You have to decide at what temperature the water is going to get when you hop out of the pot now so that it doesn't gradually creep up on you, cause you to pass out and then boil alive. Some of my friends say, oh, well, when they come to my door and they ask for my guns, that's the line for me. I don't know what the line is. It's something every man has to decide for himself. But you have to ask yourself, if they whack President Trump, is that the line? Was it the line when they whacked JFK? Was it the line when they sent hundreds of thousands of Americans to fight in Vietnam, over 60,000 of them dying against their will, drafted? Was it the line when they caused a terrorist attack or allowed a terrorist attack to happen on September 11, 2001 and then lied about the reasons behind it? Was it the line when they invaded Afghanistan even though Osama bin Laden wasn't there? Was it the line when they lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and invaded when there were no weapons of mass destruction, all funded by your tax dollars? Was it the line when they established the Federal Reserve and the income tax and decided that it was okay to steal a percentage of your life from you every single year forever? Was it the line when FDR seized all of your gold except for your wedding rings during the 1930s? Was it the line in World War I or in World War II when Pearl Harbor was allowed to happen to justify our involvement in the war? The temperature is rising. The pot is about to boil and we are sitting pretty like frogs. So decide now where the line is. I'm not going to tell you on air where my line is. But I'm doing everything I can to keep this world, this government, from crossing that line because I don't want it to get to that point. I don't want to fight any wars. This network is perhaps the only network in America of any substance, any audience size, of any critical mass that has consistently been against every single war for dozens of years, decades. Now keep in mind, they try to silence Alex Jones because of hate speech. They think he's a white supremacist. They think that he stokes violence and death threats when all he's ever advocated on that damn bullhorn is an end to every war. Coming out against Bush in the war in Afghanistan, the wars in Iraq, coming out against World War III every single day. Every single conflict he's been against, he's been more of a pacifist than any of the leftist hippies from the 60s who are so excited to fund Nazis in Ukraine today because of their moral righteousness. And for that, he's a threat? For that, he's advocating violence? They say we're radical, we're extremists, we're militiamen because we advocate for the Second Amendment because we want to carry Glock 19s and have AR-15s at home. Because we want weapons of war. We're the ones who have advocated for peace decade after decade. Growing up, I never would have thought myself a pacifist, but I guess I am. Whenever I heard the word pacifist, I immediately just thought soft. I grew up loving movies like Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and Gladiator, where men stood up and faced violence with wrath and slaughtered evil, literally slaughtered evil. Grew up loving that stuff, playing with G.I. Joes, loving the superheroes who just pummeled their enemies, loving the Matrix, which is just violence after violence. I grew up excited about violence because to me it was the ultimate test of courage in the face of evil. Were you willing to risk your life to literally slaughter and kill all that was evil? I love violence. But here I am at InfoWars, genuinely advocating for world peace on the most pacifist network in the history of broadcasting in the United States of America, where every war is villainized and demonized and criminalized just as it should be, because all of these wars have been massive acts of terrorism. Mostly on behalf of the interests of the political class here in the United States of America, the military industrial complex and the political industrial complex alike. So here I am, the man who thought he loved violence, the man who wanted to face evil in the eye and bring it down, physically bring it down, advocating for world peace like some type of a pageant girl. And for that, we are silenced and censored and called hate speech and booed and jeered. And litigated and sued and villainized and demonized and subjected to being followed home and getting bizarre phone calls and weird protesters outside and weird people coming up looking for us in our headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Because we're pacifist. And they're trying to lock Trump up. They're trying to get him off the ballot and they want to kill him. Because he comes out and speaks to libertarians and says that he's going to stop Biden's march to World War III. Because he wants to end World War III, they literally want to kill him, folks. And the best we can do is hope that they fail. The best we can do is broadcast the truth worldwide. We are now the symbol of freedom of speech, the symbol of truth in a world of lies here at InfoWars. And that's why it's more important now than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason we can stay on the air at least through the 5th of November, a day which shall never be forgot. The most important election day in the history of the United States of America, where we must reelect Donald Trump because he is our best hope against this globalist political elite which seeks to conglomerate all political power and subjugate humanity itself on a global scale. Get Nitric Boost for 40% off. Get Ultimate Fish Oil. Get Alexa Pure Water Filters. Get the storable foods. Not only are these products great for you and your family and your friends, not only do they make you a better person and a better American and a healthier person, not only are you taking care of yourself and therefore taking care of your country because you are a small part of this country, a small and important part of this country, but you're also keeping InfoWars on the air when you do things like buy Nitric Boost for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And in a time when we are on the verge of the most dangerous global war in the history of mankind, as far as we know, maybe there was a world war that eradicated all of humanity 10,000 years ago and erased all written history, and we just had to restart. Possibly true. I don't doubt it. We're on the verge of this ultimate conflict that could end our very species, this mass extinction event occurring right before our eyes. It is more important now than ever that you go to InfoWarsStore.com or go to InfoWars.com/show and share the broadcast with everyone you know, because an enlightened people cannot be tricked into supporting and funding and allowing this ultimate conflict over the soul of humanity itself. More on the other side.
It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as nobody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
This is the American Journal, where Chase Geyser brings America's stories to the forefront. I just died
in your arms tonight. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, the host today of the American Journal. Harrison Smith will be back in studio tomorrow. He's enjoying much deserved time off for this holiday. Jack Smith seeks a gag order against Trump for criticizing deadly force authorization on Mar-a-Lago raid. Trump doubles down. You don't think they're trying to kill him? They're trying to silence him for saying they're trying to kill him. And how is it that this is acceptable? Jack Smith is such a... I can't even say it on air. Radio rules. If you have kids in the car, you're safe here. Oh. Every single time. It's like he's got one move, one trick. He doesn't ever have a case. He doesn't have anything going for him. And his move is just to request a gag order every single time. Hey, if he talks, I'm going to look like an idiot. So please make sure he can't talk. or if he talks, it's going to be really obvious that we don't have a case against him, so make sure he can't talk. Oh, also, he's running for president of the United States, so make sure he can't talk, because it's really hard to win a presidential election if he can't talk. I mean, we're arriving in a situation where we might have a debate on June 27th, and if all of Jack Smith's gag order requests are honored, Trump isn't legally going to be allowed to respond or participate in the debate. He's going to be standing up there silent. And the funny thing about it is Joe Biden by then likely won't even be able to speak because his dementia will be so advanced. This debate may genuinely be Donald Trump standing next to Joe Biden, none of them saying anything for an hour because Trump couldn't legally speak and Joe Biden couldn't physically speak or mentally speak. And that will be how we know the reason they call it the silent generation. Quote, request is necessary because of several intentionally false and inflammatory statements recently made by Trump that distort the circumstances under which the Federal Bureau of Investigation planned and executed the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, filing reads. Distort the circumstances. Please explain to me the real circumstances. Trump responds, Biden's DOJ authorized use of deadly force against President Trump in Mar-a-Lago raid. Yes, they did. It's a fact. He doubled down on his criticism of the Justice Department, that's Trump, of course, deadly force authorization for its 2022 raid on Mar-a-Lago after special counsel Jack Smith requested a gag order barring the former president from speaking out against it. Smith, in a Friday filing, called on the Florida judge overseeing Trump's classified documents case to block Trump from speaking out in a way that could pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to the law enforcement agents participating in the investigation and prosecution of the case. So Trump criticizing the fact that lethal force was authorized to be used against him and his staff poses an imminent danger to the law enforcement officers investigating the case, but the authorization of lethal force didn't pose an imminent danger to Donald Trump and his staff. This man needs to be disbarred, charged with treason. He needs to face a jury of his peers, not a kangaroo court. He needs to be convicted of treason and sentenced to the ultimate penalty of treason. And I'm not advocating for any violence against him. I don't believe in vigilante justice on this scale. So please don't misinterpret or misunderstand what I'm trying to say here. But this man is evil and he is an enemy of the American people. He's totally inhabited by Satan. I mean, you can just see it in his eyes. Look at him. He looks like he has absorbed Satan through his eyes and just allows his body to be operated by demons. He's got his little beard, which isn't even really groomed right at the cheeks. And he's all gaunt because he just stares at a screen inside in some dungeon all day. And he wants nothing more than for the truth everywhere to be silenced and for his political opponents to face ultimate injustice and powerlessness. This is the face of evil. Normal and bizarre looking all at once. I mean, he looks like he got struck by lightning and just zapped into a state of relentless evil. And it's absolutely disgusting. He looks like a vegan. Honestly, I bet he and Moby would get along really well. All right. I'm just going to move on to the next thing because this blew my mind. 50% of Americans believe they'll live to see climate change destroy the earth. If you don't think propaganda works, if you don't think that the public education system is indoctrinating our citizens, think again. I mean, this is the perfect example of how and why telling a lie often enough works. How long have climate change activists been saying that if we don't do something in the next 10 years, it's going to be too late? Like since the 70s, maybe even earlier? Hawaiians are particularly concerned about the effects of climate change, probably because one of their islands ignited in flames this year. Nearly 40% of those surveyed said they were environmentally conscious because it helps them feel like a good person. Almost half of Americans, 48%, believe they'll live to see the end of the world, according to a new survey. 5,000 Americans from across the country were interviewed about their beliefs on the effects of climate change. Hawaii, 66%, Vermont, 59%, New Mexico, 56%, were the states where respondents were most likely to agree that climate change will just destroy the world in their lifetimes. More than half of respondents in Washington, in Minnesota, also believed they'd witness calamity. Okay. So if you believe that it is more likely that climate change will destroy the earth in your lifetime than the political class by catalyzing World War III and total nuclear destruction, I don't know that I can help you. And I know that about 50% of the population has an IQ of 100 or less. So maybe it's just the dumb half that believe this, but it is so obnoxious. And then they admit that they choose to believe it because it makes them feel like a good person. So it's not actually based off of any reason or scientific data or understanding. It just makes me feel like a good person to believe this. I mean, what is more disgusting than believing something because of how it makes you feel emotionally? Ben Shapiro, I'm not the biggest fan ever, but he famously said facts don't care about your feelings and then proceeded to totally disregard that principle. But why have we abandoned reason for madness? It's like that scene from Lord of the Rings when Gandalf approaches Saruman in the Fellowship of the Ring, the first one. He says, tell me, when did Saruman the Wise, and he says something like that, abandon reason for madness? And this is exactly what's happening here. Folks, we have a break in 1 minute. I do want to remind you one more time to visit InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason that we're still on the air. We have amazing sales active right now. Nitric Boost is 40% off. I believe it's 10% off as well for the Alexa Pure water filter. I have one of those at home. It's absolutely amazing. It's just great to have the peace of mind that if something were to happen, I would be able to have clean water. And if you're going to get the storable food, you might as well get the water filter as well, because are you planning on preparing and boiling the storable food in sewage water or dirty water or lake water or river water without filtering at first? So they kind of come hand in hand. I highly recommend that you get the Life Select storable food. It's got a 25-year shelf life. I have tasted the food. Sometimes when we run out of groceries, if I don't feel like going to the store, I'll crack open one of those buckets and I'll make something. It's delicious. It's fine. It's great. But get the storable food as well as the water filter, so when the world ends, you can prepare that food with clean water. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got amazing deals for the food and the water filter, and it keeps us on the air in the face of the globalist attempt to take over all of humanity. Stick with us, folks. More news on the other side.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Harrison Smith will be back in studio tomorrow. Final hour today, coming up in about 13 minutes or so, I am going to be taking your calls. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to be able to get to you. So please call in 1-877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. I'll cover more news over the next 10 minutes or so, give the crew a chance to screen some of these calls, and then 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I will begin taking calls for the final hour of the show. Some good news did come across the desk this morning. The pandemic treaty fails for now. After 2 years of wrangling, negotiators from the World Health Organization's 194 member nations failed to reach agreement on a so-called pandemic treaty. Apparently, the WHO is meeting, and the deadline to have the agreement has been passed. So this time, it's not going to happen. And this is good news on so many levels. For those of you who don't know, this pandemic treaty was a globalist treaty to unify responses to the next pandemic. Conversations around this treaty began during COVID-19. So they acted as if COVID-19 was a surprise, even though they literally manufactured it and then intentionally released it to the world. And because they acted like it was a surprise, they justified, using that excuse, establishing infrastructure and policies for disease X, a disease that does not yet exist but will exist in the future, according to them. They wanted to establish infrastructure and policies so when the next pandemic happens, all of the dominoes fall into place instantly, automatically, an automated way to respond to the global pandemic. And they wanted universal support among all of these nations, these 194 nations, for these policies so there could be a globalist response and a total mitigation of individual liberty in the event of the next crisis, which they almost certainly would manufacture themselves. Even Klaus Schwab, who supposedly is no longer with the World Economic Forum, he's stepping down. He's still with the organization, but he's stepping down by the end of the year, says that they want this major catastrophe, this major crisis, in order to initiate the Great Reset and establish the New World Order on the other side of it. And what's troubling about this is not only the fact that the WHO is clearly in bed with the CCP. We know this because the leaders within the WHO refer to Taiwan as Chinese Taipei. They refuse to acknowledge the existence or sovereignty of Taiwan, which is fine. That in and of itself doesn't bother me, but it shows a disproportionate catering to the CCP within this organization. This is a communist organization that has been taken over by the CCP. And through this globalist organization, the CCP is able to mitigate, reduce, and tamp down national sovereignty of all member nations, including the United States, through policies that disproportionately cripple and inhibit competitor nations while not affecting or impacting the CCP whatsoever in any way. Frankly, empowering the CCP to be even more tightly gripped on its own people than it already is. So not only is the WHO a CCP-backed, supported, controlled entity, but it is a globalist entity similar to the United Nations, similar to the World Economic Forum, similar to the European Union, in that it's a place where leaders throughout the world come together to compromise the sovereignty, interests, and integrity of their own constituents and their own people for the sake of propping up a global political class and ensuring as much power as possible for the various governments over their own people so they can partner together to subjugate humanity, frankly. And I'm trying not to be hyperbolic. I know it sounds hyperbolic and conspiratorial. It is a conspiracy, so it's fine that it sounds conspiratorial, but organizations like this are not used for the genuine benefit of humanity or health, because we know that none of the member nations care about humanity or health of their people. Do you think that the CCP actually cares about the health of humanity or its people when it locks thousands upon thousands of people up in camps? When it has a history of mass starvation between 50 and 100 million people during the Great Leap Forward? When it literally discards babies or creates policies that catalyze the discarding of babies who were born the wrong gender because of the one-child policy at one point in time and wanted to reduce its population? It's totally moronic and evil. Or when it dumps tons upon tons, thousands of tons upon thousands of tons of plastic straight into the ocean, creating plastic islands miles by miles in dimension in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Or when it totally disregards all environmental regulations imposed on all of its competitors and pollutes the atmosphere to an alarming degree, while every other nation has regulations in place that make it impossible to compete effectively with Chinese manufacturing. But the WHO is enacting these pandemic policies or trying to catalyze these pandemic treaties for the sake of caring about health and humanity. No, it's just another tool used by the political class to reduce the rights of individuals and the power of various peoples throughout the world and bolster the political power of governments over said people. This is why globalism is the antithesis of humanity. It's the antithesis of freedom. It is the very mechanism by which humanity is subjugated to a perpetual political elite that can ensure its power will never be taken from it and, frankly, ensure that its power will only expand and grow until total power is achieved. The leaders of the world have come to realize that fighting each other was such a waste of energy when they could have been working together to help each other subjugate their various constituents. So instead of England and France fighting each other over lands and territories, they could just help each other further their domination of their own people in a partnership. Ronald Reagan famously said, The most terrifying words are when the government comes and says, I'm with the government and I'm here to help. And that's what these institutions are doing. They're saying, I'm with the WHO, I'm with the UN, I'm with the WEF, and I'm here to help. And people are falling for it. They're buying it. And it's because of the massive propaganda. I mean, if you watch the movie Civil War, basically, the only good guys other than the terrorist journalists in the movie are these globalist institutions, which in a friendly way are handing out tents and food and water to a struggling people in the midst of a civil war. When they pull over, they sleep in an auditorium or a massive stadium and part of the journey of the plot. It is a globalist organization that is providing aid and relief to the American people during their civil war. And people fall for this propaganda. They actually like to see the blue flag of the UN. They like to see the World Economic Forum. They like to see Klaus Schwab dressed up like a Sith Lord talking about the Great Reset. For some reason, it's comforting to them. They love seeing Justin Trudeau and President Xi shake hands with each other and globalist leaders who seek nothing more than to subjugate humanity forever. And what's so disgusting about it is to give into this is a total betrayal of our national identity, our very spirit, our soul. We are a nation founded upon rebelling against and declaring independence from a globalist empire. King George was a globalist. He didn't want to subjugate humanity under a partnership of nations like this neo-fascist globalist agenda, this new form, this new threat. But he wanted to conquer the entire world and subjugate it under himself as an empire, as an emperor, as a King George. And we founded this nation by saying, no, we are sovereign. We are our own culture. We are our own people. We have our own Congress. We want our own representation. We, the people, declare independence. And we won against all odds. We won against the most powerful military force in the world. And we declared that independence successfully. We established our own nation. And within 300 years, we accomplished more than any other nation in the entire history of humanity combined. People look back on ancient Rome and they say, wow, these aqueducts extend out 300 miles from Rome and a slight decline so that water would rush into the city and pour out of fountains that were constantly moving, preventing mold and mildew from manifesting on this water. And people could just go up to these fountains and get fresh water. That is so amazing. Yeah, it took them like 1,000 years to figure out how to get fresh water. Look at what we did in 300 years, folks. And now we're going to throw it all away because we want to sell out to the WHO for a pandemic treaty because we never want COVID-19 to happen again. Everybody got the cold at the same time. Everybody got the flu at the same time. Give me a jab. Give me a jab. Screw national sovereignty. I want to be a globalist. It's unbelievable.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air and their really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Weather that surrounds this planet is a vital part of the expanded research program of atomic weapons. We all talk about the weather. The Army is doing something about the weather.
So we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong.
In 1961, Congress directed the Bureau of Reclamation to begin a long-range study of cloud seeding with the aim of eventually augmenting the nation's supply of water. The program, called Project Skywater, continues at many sites throughout the United States.
Cloud seeding is booming. They anticipate at least another 200 ground cloud seeding machines to be put in before next season. We've been doing this since the 1940s and 50s. Other countries do it.
And if you look at the different radar arrays and the signals they're putting off, I mean, you'll see Air Force planes doing spraying. When they admit there's a drill, you'll see weather change. But the biggest thing is the Doppler radars on the ground, the NEXRAD. I talked to an engineer who said, look, we're putting in the power cables and the power relays, these Dopplers, and they're 10 times what you need. He goes, unless you're using them to ionize the atmosphere. And they admit even at low level it has some effect. But when you crank these son of a bitches up, excuse my French, they could absolutely control the weather. So there's a lay individual. He predicted exactly what was going to happen, and now they're taking his videos down all over the place, but they're still on X.
This is no coincidence whatsoever. They're doing this on purpose, and they do it often. But right now, I want you to focus on this big gap in between these two systems right now, the one that's coming in from the west and then the system we've just been dealing with. Take a look at this gap right in the middle of both of them. We have a counterclockwise spin effect going here, but at the same time, we have a clockwise situation going on right here. Watch this gap that is forming or has been formed in between system one and system two, this clear line right here. I want you to notice the counterclockwise spin here and then the clockwise momentum here. I'll go back and we'll look at it together. You can see them spinning in different directions with the gap right down the middle. Now this gap is here because they are creating this gap, and I'm going to show you exactly when it starts. Right about here, you start seeing a static buildup. We also saw a significant radar beam right there. There is nothing natural about this beam. It has a cause and effect. And then as we move forward, you're going to see the entire area here become all staticky. Each radar tower from Texas through Oklahoma all the way up to the Dakotas is going off at this point in time, creating a force field right in the middle of these two systems, one here and one here. All this little staticky looking stuff on the radar, that means all of these NEXRAD towers are being triggered at the same time. And now when we go back to this chart, it's going to be a lot easier to see what's going on here. So they want to separate these two systems, this one here and this one here, because if these two were to interact with each other, it would take away from the momentum that this storm is going to build up and then run across Texas in a counterclockwise motion after it fixes itself. Right now, it's in a clockwise momentum. And once this storm passes out this way, you're going to see this thing begin to spin in a counterclockwise direction. And it's going to start pulling up that moisture through Texas and Louisiana.
Okay, so that's what he predicted 2 days before what hit yesterday took place. We'll show you both radar and satellite of the unprecedented 80 to 100 mile an hour winds. In Spanish, it translates into English as a straight. These do happen naturally, but they are intensifying, not just here, but similar patterns around the world. And then the globalists say, cut off your carbon, let us run your life, and everything will be okay. We'll continue to watch all of this, but you have to say, is it a weather weapon? Because it exists and it's going on. And then we get hit by freezing temperatures 2 years ago in Texas. The feds ordered the state not to increase power and cause the blackouts there. So they're administratively doing everything they can to pressure the population across the board.
Call in 877-789-2539. Your calls in 60 seconds. That's 877-789-2539.
It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation. But that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, as somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Chase Geyser navigates the American narrative in the American Journal.
Welcome back to the American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geyser, taking calls and breaking balls. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539 on this Memorial Day morning. I'm going to go right down the list. Hammer Hardy in Florida. Hammer Hardy, what is on your mind?
Hey, Chase, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I wanted to call in specifically for a product plug. Now, you had already mentioned it earlier today, Nitric Boost.
Yep.
Me personally, I believe I've been having some side effects from vaccine shedding. Now, I've never taken the vaccine, never even gotten tested because it's really all just a bunch of garbage. But I had a coworker that took two shots of the Moderna vaccine, and afterwards, I started getting sick. I got over it, but last year, I started having some irregular heartbeat problems. It went away, but then this year, it came back really hard. And I've been taking the Nitric Boost, but mainly as a pre-workout kind of a thing. But I started listening more and more to the information about Nitric Boost from InfoWars Store, and I started taking it after I would start feeling the irregular heartbeat. And I mean, it was really strong to the point like my heart would stop beating for a second or two and then start up again. Like that's how bad it was. Like I wasn't sure if I would go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning.
It really was.
But I started taking the Nitric Boost as soon as I started having the irregular heartbeats, and within about 20 minutes, everything's back to normal. Even my energy level is up again because again, it is a very good pre-workout for energy because it gets your blood flowing. But I would be lightheaded. I would feel out of breath just sitting down. It was really scary. I wasn't sure if I was going to live or not, but you know, I went to the doctor and they put me on a waiting list to see a specialist. I'm still waiting. I'm not going to be able to see a specialist until late next month. But wow.
You're having arrhythmia, irregular heartbeats, and they put you on a wait list. It sounds like something they should do tests right away for.
Yeah, well, they did give me an EKG, and I don't know much about EKGs, but you know how the heartbeat is supposed to go up, down, up, down. Mm-hmm. Well, mine goes up, down, up, down, straight down, up, and then up, down, up, down. So at some point, my heart is not, it's failing to beat at some point in the cycle. Wow. But Nitric Boost, as far as I can tell, is keeping me alive right now. So wow. I appreciate you guys very, very much.
Well, thank you so much for your call and for the plug. Obviously, we can't make any specific medical claims about nitric boost, but we get calls like this all the time, Hammer Hardy, of people calling in and talking about various products, whether it's nitric boost or bodies or others, and how much of a positive impact they've had. And what I can assure you, the listeners, is that our products are certainly the highest quality of these supplements and ingredients on the market. This is the real deal. I mean, if you're somebody who believes in supplements and somebody who seeks to take supplements or integrate supplements in your routine, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting our products is your best bet in terms of quality and care that has been put into designing and manufacturing these products for our listeners. And the other benefit, of course, is that it keeps InfoWars on the air. So not only are you getting products that can help you out, but you're supporting a cause for truth and justice and freedom of speech in the war that is on for all of our minds. So if we can get the call screen back up for me here, I'd love to see who's next. But in the meantime, I do want to talk a little bit about this clip from Bannon yesterday. And I want to run this clip. I ran it on the Sunday Night Live show, but it's just so powerful. This is clip number 16. The censored version should be in the folder. Bannon says that conservative leaders lack the effing balls to stop cultural collapse of the West. And I want the callers on hold to listen carefully to what Bannon says here, because I do want to hear what several of you think about this. I see we've got Simon from Florida on the board, Tim, Rex, Steve, Angelina, Daryl, and William in Arkansas, one of my favorite callers as well. So let's run clip 16 and then I'll bounce back to your calls.
What the fuck did you do to stop it? Here's what he did to stop it. Nothing. You know why they did nothing? Because it's too fucking hard to do it. They're gutless. The reason this country in the West is in the shape it's in is because the conservatives who talked a good game about doing better didn't have the balls to sit there and fight and say no. This is why you have moms going to school boards to throw this pornography out. The reason we're winning in the United States, we're not depending upon a conservative elite who are gutless and feckless. We're depending upon mothers and fathers and school boards. We're depending upon working class people who are taking their extra time to go to precinct strategy because they said, hey, we're prepared to stand and fight and not let our country be taken. And that's what's important. Everything else is just conversation. You have to have the political will and the muscle to sit there and say, they can call me a racist, they can call me a nativist, they can call me a xenophobe, a sexist, a homophobe, all of it. When they get to that name calling, that means they've lost the argument and we're winning. You've got to draw that pus, you've got to lance the boil and draw that pus out of the system. And the conservatives aren't prepared to do that. They'll curl up in the fetal position because they're not going to be acceptable with the clubs. You have to get over, you have to understand we're unclubbable and we're unclubbable and we're proud of it, okay? And we're going to save our country, and eventually leaders will step up in England and come to the forefront and save the United Kingdom.
Now, I want to go to Simon from Florida next. He's a frequent caller, a great caller. We spoke in the last segment about the pandemic treaty failing for now, and I think Simon has something to say about that. What do you think, Simon?
Good morning, Chase. Thank you for taking my call. Unfortunately, I see you may be slightly misinformed. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization Secretariat, in his opening address at the beginning of the World Health Assembly, which started today in Geneva, Switzerland, categorically explained that the pandemic treaty is only delayed,
right?
And he blamed that on misinformation and disinformation, which you can dismiss as you wish, right? But he specifically said the negotiations are ongoing, and he called upon the countries involved to resist the pressure of misinformation. At the same time today, the final draft of the fourth edition of the International Health regulations have separately been issued, and they will be voted on this week. And I've got to tell people, it's 74 pages of edits. I'm working my way through them now. I'll be discussing them in detail on weaponizednews.com at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. But if people have time on their Memorial Day and they don't want to read 74 pages, they can jump straight to page 10 and look at Article 3, the principles, and Article 4, the responsible authorities, in particular, Part 4 of Article 3, that says when forming national law that countries should uphold the purpose of these regulations, and they say in Part 1 of Article 4, each state party shall designate or establish, in accordance with its national law, a national international health regulations authority that will be responsible within its respective jurisdiction for the implementation of health measures under these regulations. And they further say that their goal is the universal application of these regulations for the protection of all the people of the world. Okay? So if that doesn't smack like global governance, I don't know whatever will. And in terms of what's happening in Gaza at the moment, there's been a border clash between the Aardvark and the Egyptians, and it's now being reported 4 dead Egyptian soldiers.
Oh, outstanding. This is just great news. Well, and you know, I agree with you that obviously this is just delayed. I hope I didn't intentionally mischaracterize the pandemic treaty as conquered, but thank you for calling in and emphasizing it.
There are people all over the media doing victory laps saying the treaty is dead.
Right.
It's not. It's today. And the international health regulations, which instead of being advisory, are intended to be legally binding on all countries.
So what would be the consequences, say, if the United States agreed to this treaty and then failed to uphold the demands of it in the event of another pandemic? Is there like a fine? Are there penalties listed in the document that you're looking through, the 74-page document?
Well, there's obviously two things. The treaty, if it were a treaty, would need to be ratified by the Senate. But we've already seen them change the name from treaty to accord to agreement, right? But it's exactly the nature of the international health regulations that appear to be a get around that. And when people are saying that this is externally being applied on the United States, the United States proposed over 75% of these amendments.
Yes.
It's the Biden administration that is doing these things. It's exactly the same as with Amy Pope taking over at the Institute of Migration. It's the same with Cindy McCain at the World Food Program. It's the same as that other American ex-diplomat at the Food and Agriculture Organization. Literally, Blinken, Sullivan, and Biden are celebrating how many American diplomats they're putting in these positions of power. They are making these things happen. It is for any alternative media organization to imply that we are suffering these things being done to us. America is doing it to itself.
Excellent point, Simon. Yeah, absolutely. While Blinken plays Neil Young covers, keep on rocking in the free world to Nazis in Ukraine, the Biden administration is fueling these globalist entities into the subjugation of our own people and the peoples of the world. Simon, thank you so much for your call. Tim in California, I want to go to you next. 30% shy of goals, Navy shocker. What is going on?
Yeah, they were 20% short on their recruitment last year, and they're, you know, 30% short this year.
Well, that's what conscription's for, bro.
Well, and China has launched the first ever drone aircraft carrier. Okay. So you think about, you know, they're about what, the size of a Cessna?
Yeah.
You know, so you got aircraft carriers that can put all these drones on there, and it seems pretty scary to me.
Yeah, they take up a lot less real estate than like an F-35.
And, you know, just the reason why I called is,
You know, about a week and a half ago, we had Secretary of the Navy Del Toro. He was testifying up on Capitol Hill, and some of the things that came out were kind of alarming. And I also heard a follow-up report from the Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt, from Republican Senator from Missouri Eric Schmidt. He was one of the ones that was grilling him, and he was saying, "Hey, what about this impact of these DEI training courses on your ability to recruit? Or how about these COVID vaccine mandates?" And instantly, Del Toro, he fired back, and he says, "Hey, you know, out of the 4,800 people we fired, we recontacted 3,500 of those. And you know how many of them decided to come back to the Navy? Two."
Absolutely.
And
disgusting.
He thought that he and of course the Missouri senator promptly replied. He said, "Shocker. Shocker." Kind of like, how could you be so completely tone deaf that you would throw 4,800 well-qualified and well-trained, dedicated, willing-to-die-for-their-country guys, just throw them away. Pardon me. You throw them away for not refusing to take this jab, and now you crawl back to 3,500. I mean, you're surprised that only two said they'd come back? You're surprised by that? Nobody else is surprised by that, but apparently the Secretary of the Navy was surprised by that. But here's more startling stuff. Here's more startling stuff I found out. We have four facilities. We are retiring more ships than we're building. That was startling to me. Another startling thing is we have four naval shipyards, and China has 12. And each one of their 12 has greater capacity than all four of ours combined.
Ugh.
Each one of their 12. And now...
I've got a friend in the intelligence community, and he's an expert in the naval warfare and cyber intelligence. And he's been saying to me for over a decade that China's naval capacity is far superior to that of the United States, and that if we were to find ourselves in a naval conflict with China, it would be a disaster for the United States.
That's apparently what the testimony I heard is indicating, is we are absolutely in a world of crap upside down. And then you find out that in large part it's due to, you know, this DEI 101 kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And also the COVID jab stuff. And between those two, you just drove out all the decent guys that were there to fight their way through all this stuff. And
They're intentionally weakening our military, Tim. Thank you so much for your call. Rex in Virginia. Rex, I want to hear what you have to say. I see a note here that there was a tragedy in your community. I'm sorry to hear that. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, Chase, thanks for taking my call. I live in the Hampton Roads area. Newport News, where it's the only place where we build aircraft carriers, and both my children work down there. But here at the hospital, where both my children were born, a couple in their 70s, I guess the latest report, the man went in for, we don't really know what, but his wife got a gun in there and killed him and then took herself out right in the hospital.
Wow. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
It just happened yesterday, and it was pretty shocking. And the way news flows around here, they'll report it, and then you don't hear any more about it. They just kind of sweep it under the carpet. So I wanted to get that out. There's a lot of things happening, and you folks get it out. And we love you guys, and we appreciate you.
Well, Rex, I appreciate your call. I'm so sorry that tragedy occurred in your community. I'm going to go next to Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, headless kid on Twitter, what is going on with that, man?
Hey, Chase, how you doing today? Israel dropped a bunch of like 2,000-pound bombs, probably some American bombs on Rafah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing like kid's body, and there was like a headless kid that the explosion like blew the kid's head off. And
yeah. People don't realize that half the population, in the Gaza Strip is under the age of 18. People don't realize that half the people being bombed are children.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, the Islamic jihadists are stashing weapons there like they always do. Sure. You know, sure. But there has to be rules to war. Otherwise, it just, you know, nukes are going to fly and it just goes into chaos right away, you know, because that's how gentlemen fight and that's how civilized people fight. But I thought it was super interesting because it was like immediately there was this kid, dead kid picture on Twitter. You know, they post the pics of everything happened. Yeah. And it kind of reminded me of all these other instances when kids die. We never see the pics all the way back to Sandy Hook.
Sure.
You know, so that was super sad for me to see.
Yeah, it's always tragic. It's the fun of it too that bothers me. Obviously, I can't comment or anything on the Sandy Hook stuff because we have pending litigation, so I won't say anything about that. But specifically with this conflict between Israel and Palestine, or the people in Gaza, or the people in the West Bank, it's one of those things where you always want to stand up against genocide, but as an America First person, I don't want to get involved either way. I think that the Palestinians and the Israelis should hash it out. I'm just disappointed that I'm funding both sides of it with my tax dollars. I mean, aren't you sick of funding both sides of every war for like 100 years?
Yeah, not only that, but like karma-wise or spirit, you know, or energy. You know, I think that affects us, you know, and not only as a country. Granted, you know, I've died before and met God and didn't see his face, but looked into those one of his kind eyes.
He died?
And I think he's smart enough to realize like, oh, you know, I'm not going to kill everybody. And he's a pretty good judge. You know, sure. He's a pretty smart guy.
Did you say that you died before, Bob?
Yeah, I have.
What happened?
Well, I had massive head trauma. Mm-hmm. I wasn't wearing a seatbelt in a race car. Mm-hmm. And there was we went into a wall and, you know, it's like what, if you go to the NDE website, it's like all those other experiences. I think the website's NDERF. You know, you see the tunnel, you go through, judgment, you know, your judgment is fair as hell. You know, obviously you agree with your judgment. You're into everything's DVR'd, you know, recorded and can be replayed. And then I went to like the pearly gates and you go through it, it's like an energy field, colors that don't exist, best smell ever, Chase.
Best smell ever.
Best vibes ever over there. I can see why a lot of people don't come back.
I never saw God's face, but he sure smells good.
No, I didn't see God yet. And then I saw my grandpa who passed away a while ago, and that kind of like freaked me out because I realized like, oh my God, I'm dead. And I started like screaming in heaven. And then I was like in the throne room without the throne. And this guy is really huge. I mean, like you're looking into those eyes. It's like you're looking into the stars, how tall it is.
Wow.
And it's completely, it looked like it was stealthed out, like how it says in the Bible, like you can't look upon God's face.
Right.
And it felt, if I did, you know,
that was going to be it.
I would be instantly destroyed, you know. And of course, once I looked into those eyes, I just like fell to my knees like a little dog, you know. And it's weird, you know, then you come back and it's like, I have to come back. You know, living the perspective after being there, you can't deny what happened, you know. It's like, totally different view compared to before, where you're just believing in religion or with faith and stuff.
Now you
know. See it with your own eyes. That's why I think all this war stuff is horrible, because, you know, it's all these people are going to burn in hell for it, for real.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you didn't go to the other direction after your near-death experience, Bob. I'm so glad that you're still with us. Thank you so much for your call.
A lot of people do.
We are coming up on a break, and I'll get to more calls on the other side. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. I see Steve on the board, Angelina, Daryl, William, Vortex, Philip. I'm going to get to all of you if I can in the next 30 minutes. Call in now, and there still is a chance I could get to you. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Stick with us, folks. More on the other side. All right.
folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story all about the girl?
Back to the American Journal, folks. I'm Chase Geyser, taking your calls. We're going to go first to Steve in Queens. Attorney who lived through the draft, don't bring it back. Steve, what is on your mind this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Chase. Steve, an attorney from New York City. I'm actually, I live in Eastern Queens, which is a pocket of very strong Trump support. The president grew up about 15 minutes from where I'm talking from you, and we're all solid Trump. Anyway, I lived through the draft, and during those days, they had a system of deferments based on those who were enrolled in college and so forth. And so after that period, when I finished my undergraduate work, before I went to law school, I drew a very high lottery number. But the reason I'm calling is I believed, first of all, number one, the draft is a tremendously powerful tool of social control. Mm-hmm. And I think primarily, apart from the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, that's why the globalists are bringing this back or are threatening this, and the different states are threatening to re-implement it. Many things can be done with this, but I have I don't believe that they're looking to draft huge numbers of people to send over to a possible land war from either Russia or China. Right now, the military is such that back in the day, I graduated from people who came back in coffins within a year from Vietnam. I mean, from high school in 1966.
Well, even the people that came back alive were screwed up.
Screwed up, and some are still screwed up today, believe me.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I fought that war, and I believe it was another instance of a globalist war which was instituted after they got rid of President Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And I was in the war to end. I was in the movement to end the draft, end the war. And I remember the powerful effect it had on all of us. But this is not something for today's army, where they need smaller numbers of highly trained people. In those days, guys that I went to high school with, they drafted them. They trained them up within 6 months. They gave them a rifle and they sent them over to be infantrymen and so on. You can't do that today. The equipment is very sophisticated and so on. However, it is a very powerful tool of social control. And what they can do is various different methods. Number one, it puts the population in a heightened sense of fear, which is their main way of gathering more and more power to the state, both domestically and globally. The global state and their puppets like Biden and so forth, the Democrats, domestically, and there's a heightened state of fear. It gets people more in more of a mind to be manipulated and so on and so forth. But that's the primary purpose, is a psyop, not to do anything for the conflict over there, which I believe is going to come to a negotiated settlement in the near future. This is part of the psyop against the population. Mm-hmm. Now, to the extent that they are going to take more people, I believe that all these military-age people that are coming across the border, they're the ones they're aiming to get in the army, not to use against Russia, but to use against the domestic population, because they will have absolute fealty to the state, the U.S., the American neo-fascist state under Biden and under the people who are in power now, and they don't share our traditions or anything else, and they're going to be used, as Obama said, as a domestic, some kind of domestic force against the rest of us.
I think you're absolutely right that the psychological impacts of instituting a draft are much more powerful and useful to this political class than any practical application of the soldiers who are conscripted in
absolutely
a military
case,
conflict.
Absolutely.
Steve, you're right on the money. I'm sorry that you had to live through and experience the draft. My parents lived through that as well. I know how tragic of a time that was, something that's so easily forgotten.
Nobody's ever going to forget. At least I have the satisfaction of having fought it the time that it was going on.
Yes, yeah, you didn't comply and give in and just go along
with
it.
No, and I believe that all of the younger people listening to me, I'm 75 years old, fight this. If they actually try to do it, fight it.
Yeah.
It's another additional depopulation thing, control and so forth. Don't go along with it, fight it.
Yeah, I'd rather fight a war against the government of the United States of America than any other government in the world at this point. James in Indiana. James, I want to go to you. You have more information on the veteran who killed himself. What do you have to say?
Yeah, if the crew wants to pull up, disabledveterans.org. It's the Vet Center $1.7 million settlement. The VA completely failed veteran Jason Moon of Indiana that committed suicide. He wasn't being properly seen. The person over him wasn't even qualified. I'm requesting that the secretary of the VA come to the next Northern Indiana town hall. Our veterans are being completely failed by this government. I'm also asking, because I know you got connections over at Newsmax, Mr. Higsby, I believe, would love this story. And I'll tell you, I remember one of my I got out of the VA system because a while back at the Jackie Walorski VA center, a veteran killed himself there, and they were telling vets to ask for help and then deliberately denying their bills. So my wife had me get out of the VA stuff. And I remember one of my first doctor's appointments at a civilian doctor. I said, all right, I'll see you in a year. That's what we do at the VA. She goes, what are you talking about? I'll lose my prescribing license. And that's when I realized the VA is causing a lot of these suicides. One of the big takeaways from that story of disabledveterans.org is you cannot rely on the inspector general's office. Because a lot of times, whether it's the Phoenix scandal or this or anything else, they'll put a little report out. They do absolutely nothing. But then they'll fabricate a case against the veteran. It's a completely disgusting system. There needs to be a complete overhaul. I'm just asking the secretary of the VA to come to the next VA Northern Indiana town hall. It's a complete disaster. They are murdering our veterans, and people are not listening to us. When veterans are being put on these dangerous drugs that cause suicide, they're not being seen. They are being forgotten.
The SSRIs are part of the problem. I mean, even with mass shootings, the vast majority, if not all of these mass shooters, seem to be on SSRIs and the side effects of these drugs. First of all, they don't seem to actually help with the mental illness. Maybe they can mitigate the symptoms or put somebody in a zombie state instead of a disturbed state, but they seem to cause all sorts of other problems. Is that something that that lines up with what you've perceived?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even the drugs like for ADD, they will make you feel like you're in a CIA movie and complete paranoia just from the side effects of these drugs. Sometimes they cause 10 more problems than the one problem they're supposed to help.
Yeah, and that now it's like 1 in 9 children in the United States of America are prescribed these ADD medications. And I'm somebody who's used ADD medications as an adult, and I would never, ever allow my children to be prescribed with this medication. I mean, you have somebody up on amphetamine, and yeah, they can invade Poland in 2 weeks, but it's going to cause other problems, especially for children.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Chase. Please pass that along.
God bless you, James. Thank you so much for calling. We are going to get to more callers in the next segment. We're coming up on a break in 1 minute. I see Angelina, Daryl, William, and Vortex. I'm going to try to get to you in the next segment. But before we go to break, I do want to remind the audience to go to InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason that we are still on the air. We have some amazing sales right now. Nitric Boost is 40% off, folks. This product is absolutely amazing because it helps with things like enhanced vitality, whether you want to meet your goals in the gym, muscle recovery, as well as known to be assisted with Nitric Boost, which is great for meeting your goals in terms of strength and bulking, as well as cardiovascular health. We know that Nitric Boost can help with your heart health in a world where everyone seems to be dying of heart disease. We hear increased cases of myocarditis and other heart issues. So it doesn't hurt to go to InfoWarsStore.com and add Nitric Boost to your daily regimen of supplementation. Plus, not only are you helping yourself, your enhanced vitality, your muscle recovery, and your heart health by getting Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air when we are constantly under assault and attack from globalists and the New World Order who seek to silence truth, tamper freedom of speech, and eradicate the freedom of humanity worldwide. Stick with us, folks. Your calls in 4 minutes.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's more important than ever to keep independent, true media on air. And when you buy the products, that's what you're doing. And at least for the foreseeable future, we're still here. If things change, I'll let you know. But it's essential you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because it funds the operation, but that's a side issue. They really are amazing. And I didn't know this, somebody told me. Nitric Boost, I've been plugging for months, has been sold out. Bestseller, cleans out your blood, cleans out your cardiovascular system, does incredible things. Dr. Mikovits has talked about how it's one of the best formulas out there. Everybody should be on it, young and old, black and white. It is back in stock. Got a big shipment of it in at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. So if I've been plugging it and you go there and it's not there, I apologize. I need to get more briefings on what's in stock and what's not. But it's now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. This is the final segment of The American Journal before the Alex Jones Show. I am your host today, Chase Geiser. Alex Jones is in studio and will be broadcasting this Memorial Day in approximately 13 minutes. So make sure you stay tuned and begin sharing the broadcast link so we can have as many listeners to this bombshell report that's going to be coming from him in the next few minutes. For the remainder of the show, we have 10 minutes until a short break before Alex Jones begins. I want to take more calls. Angelina in South Texas. Angelina, I'd like to hear from you. What is on your mind this morning?
Hi, sure. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for working. I'm going to get right to the point. We have earthquake sensors called seismometers. There's a lot of stations there, and they are able to detect and track strong storms and even tornadoes. And most of these stations can pick up these signals for at least 300 miles, even depending on the thing. So what I have on my Twitter account is the website link so that people can access their maps of where the stations are. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of examples in the account, but basically this is what it is. If it's a tornado, first you're going to see the vertical and you're going to start seeing it like being real thick. It's like a big fat line there. Mm-hmm. And that is really called acceleration. That means the storm is speeding up or increasing in intensity. And so the other one is there's two horizontal sensors. One of them goes north-south, and the other is the east-west for the ground shaking. And what you want to look for on the horizontal sense, on horizontal, they call it component one or east, you're going to see the graph start lifting away from the center line.
Mm.
And it does have something very distinct with the tornadoes. It kind of like makes a sharp hill going up, and then it goes straight down, like below the center mark. Then it comes back above the center mark, and it starts staying above in an extended line. And it also shows it on the north-south, but since the tornadoes usually track east, you're seeing more of a pronounced on the horizontal. Now, here is the thing, because I have a lot of examples. When they make the tornado warning that I have, the examples here, the sensors are already tracking these very large signatures at least 20 minutes before, and usually like the one that happened that caused all the deaths in North Texas. Those storms have been maintaining their strong signals and periods of intensification ever for about at least 2 to 4 hours before it hit Denton. And people could be following on the radar with the seismic monitor. And if there is a group of storms coming at you and your seismic monitor starts starts showing those signals,
right,
you have plenty of time to call your family, get to safety, get to a strong building, because these things that happened in North Texas, and we've seen it over and over again, it basically pulls your house out of the foundation and throws it to the wind.
Yeah.
And now I do have a lot of explanations on my account what these things are.
What's your Twitter handle? Please share it with the audience so they can check you out.
Sure. Okay. It is at ANGELIN 405-68251. And there's a big bird on it, and you can see a storm cloud.
Awesome. Well, Angelina, now, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I appreciate that public service announcement, because having the tools to see what's going to happen before it happens can be the difference between life and death in these severe weather circumstances. Let's go next to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, what is on your mind?
Oh, well, right along the lines of what Jolene was talking about, there's a gentleman named John Moore, who's a retired military intelligence, I believe naval intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of great work regarding Planet X. Now, the story goes, in the 70s, these guys were briefed that Planet X was going to be coming by.
Tell me about Planet X, please. Please enlighten me a little bit about what that is, just to, and for the sake of the audience.
Okay, sure. Well, I don't know, everything about it, but sure. Apparently there's a giant planet, or maybe it's a twin sun, that has an orbit in our solar system, mm-hmm. and it comes around. You know, the Mayans knew about it. This happens, this isn't the first time that it's going to happen. And what happens is it gets close enough to our area, and it just causes havoc across the Earth.
Just because of its gravitational impact on, like, our magnetic field and things like that?
Exactly. And one of the main things that happens are they talked about these 200-mile-an-hour straight-line winds that start slow and then will pretty much continuously blow across the whole Earth and knock any structure that's above ground, just turn it to dust. And so all these guys, they've decided that the safest place is the Ozarks. And there are hundreds of thousands of retired military and intel guys that have moved to the Ozarks. And they all have underground bunkers because they think that's the only thing that's going to be left after these straight-line winds demolish everything. And so I think, that might be what's going on. Because I was thinking it's weather weapons, but it could be, this, like you're talking about, gravitational pull.
You know, I'm interested to know, I don't know if the crew can look this up. I know that it's a tight ship today. Where do the Ozarks fall on the latitude as it compares to Hawaii? Because we know that Zuckerberg's got this major bunker on Hawaii. I'd be very interested to see if the Ozarks are on a very similar latitudinal path to Hawaii, because it could have something to do with the safety and magnetism there. Daryl, thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Vortex in California. Vortex, you want to talk a little bit about Trump's important VP pick for his own security? Can we go ahead and click on him? Go ahead.
Yeah. Happy but reflective Memorial Day, Chase. Yes. We love your show.
Thanks. I happened to catch your Kim Iverson interview. I know you've been on Tim Pool,
yeah.
Alpha Warrior, and your populism idea that we should all get back to is actually very important, I think, for all of us to realize. It's certainly more universal. But when it comes to Trump's libertarian speech, et cetera, I was very happy to hear a lot of things, the disengagement from the WHO, no CBDCs. However, if he picks a VP like a Tim Scott, who's on the Finance Committee pushing CBDCs, I'm afraid he's negotiating, and it kind of makes me nervous. And for him to be talking about having Nikki back on his team, we've heard the video there, or palling around again with Kevin and supporting Mike Johnson is just very scary to me. I think what's really important for him is to think sincerely about his VP pick. If he picks somebody that the deep state wants, he's in dead. Serious trouble security-wise. I would love to see him pick Vivek Ramaswamy for his VP. What's your thought?
I'd like to see a Vivek. Even a Tulsi Gabbard would be kind of cool. She's got the military background. She seems to be fairly neutral on some of these issues that I'm fairly neutral on in terms of foreign policy. She's got an America First agenda. She left the Democratic Party. I mean, it would be a real sort of push for unity. Plus, she's nice to look at. I like Tulsi. I like Vivek. There are a number of people he could pick that I would prefer, but I agree with you. It's got to be somebody who the deep state hates. It's got to be somebody who's populist, because just like Kamala Harris was the best decision that Joe Biden ever made for his own life and his own presidency, because nobody wants her to be president, he's got to have an insurance policy candidate as VP.
Well, and we know that we don't want a repeat of JFK and slipping in Johnson. We don't want that again.
Right, right. That's a great way to die. Vortex, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's hear from Johnny Freight Train in Florida. Johnny Freight Train, we've got literally 90 seconds left. Say what you got to say, brother.
Chase, I just want to say, I want to say a special prayer for past veterans, present veterans, and future veterans. The divine creator of the universe has got your back. Keep your mind focused on your goals and your life through Christ, and everything will work out.
Absolutely, Johnny Freight Train. Thank you so much for that call. I appreciate it. Folks, we have 1 minute left of this segment. I don't have enough time to go to any other calls. William in Arkansas, I'm so sorry that I didn't get a chance to go to you. Next time, I promise I will prioritize your call and get to you. I appreciate you waiting on hold. In the meantime, folks, visit InfoWarsStore.com in another tab. Get any number of our great products for yourself, friends, and family. Keep us on the air. Keep freedom of speech active and the truth broadcast worldwide in the most pivotal time in our nation's history, which is right now, coming up on this election on November 5th. And make sure you stay tuned at Infowars.com/show, or you follow Alex Jones on X at Real Alex Jones, where the broadcast is live streamed every single day, because Alex Jones is going live this Memorial Day in about 3 minutes. So open up a new tab, visit InfoWarsStore.com, be the reason we're still on the air, follow us on X at Infowars, at Real Chase Geyser, at Real Alex Jones, follow Owen and Harrison, and be the reason that the leftists and the globalists will not have a total victory this fall. Folks, stay tuned.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Yeah. You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, May